Good morning, everyone. We're going to be singing our first hymn out of the Red Hymnal. We're going to be singing hymn number 763. I'll invite you to stand as we sing together. Again, that's hymn number 763 in these red hymnals. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time, for this space, for each other. We thank you for Christine this morning as she shares. May her words and her thoughts be our words and our thoughts this day. Guide us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Our selected reading from this day is from the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, starting at verse number 14. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Christine Rogers, and I am from Rogers, Minnesota. For those of you who aren't sure what that is, it's about 30 minutes northwest of the Twin Cities. I'm a senior nursing major here at Gustavus, and I'm filled with gratitude to be able to speak to you today. Today I'd like to share some of my thoughts and ideas and experiences with the power of positive thought. I want to tell you that this is not some radical idea, this isn't something new that I came up with, but rather a reminder of what we have control over in our lives. As we know, midterms are upon us, and I think this message is especially important to keep in mind while approaching times of higher stress or difficulty. Before diving into what I mean about this power of positive thought, I'd like to share some context of my life so you can understand where the content of my message comes from. First, a short story about a 9-year-old Christine, about Yihai. I was with my mom on a trip to the grocery store Cub, and as we were leaving, it was downpouring rain. My mom exclaimed, "Oh no, it's raining out!" with her arms full of groceries. And I said, "It's okay, at least we have an umbrella. Mom, there is always an at least in life." To apply this at least Christian philosophy, an example for this time of the school year, midterms, we may be stressed, overtired, possibly out of our normal routine, jam-packing as much as we can in each day. But at least we go to a highly regarded liberal arts college, and we have the opportunity to enhance our intelligence and knowledge of future career and life subject matters. This can be related to the saying, blessed to be stressed. While in college, I've learned and connected positivity as my number one strength. I identify and take pride in being able to be positive in any given situation. But people often tell me, "Christine, you are always happy." This is far from true. I am human, and I am not always happy. I had a particularly hard time hearing this for a period of my college career as I struggled with depression and anxiety and was everything but happy. Throughout dealing with this, I was positive. I recognized that I am human. I did not have control over this chemical imbalance I was dealing with. I did, however, have the choice of attitude and strength to be positive in the midst of it. At least, I had resources on campus to turn to, such as the counseling center, to help me get through this difficult time. But I want to decipher before moving on. By positivity, I do not mean happy, and opposite of that, I do not relate negativity to sadness. These are often correlated and really shouldn't be. This is kind of a complex or abstract thought, but it is possible for one to be sad, but to also be positive. It is important to allow yourself to be sad, frustrated, disappointed, and angry, many emotions often tied to negativity. While feeling these things, one can be positive by affirming their emotion and recognizing it is a finite moment. People can be positive by taking advantage of truly feeling in that moment, giving themselves time, and looking for a learning opportunity. It just isn't possible or even healthy, for that matter, to be happy all of the time. Other emotions are welcomed. Just 2 weeks ago, I lost someone very near and dear to me. I was not going to act happy or pull it together to get through my days because, believe me, it was too hard to get the tears to stop coming. But I was able to be positive. My friends and classmates can attest that I did not try to hold the tears back. While I was sad, I positively affirmed myself that I can take time and cherish this feeling of sad about the loss I was dealing with. I positively focused that this moment of sadness would pass, and I was comforted in knowing that my friend was at peace in heaven. So from a very young age, and now today, I'm a positive person. I actively seek positivity and steer away from negativity. According to my 9-year-old self, quote, "Some at least are more applicable and prevalent than others, but there is always an at least." But being positive is a very natural and innate thing for me. I want to recognize that this is not a natural train of thought for many people. Being positive takes practice and is a habit to be formed. By encouraging you to be positive, by no means am I saying to lie or deceit yourself. If the sky is cloudy and raining, I'm not going to expect you to say, "It's a clear, warm, beautiful, sunny day." I'll call it like it is. There are appropriate and non-appropriate approaches to positivity. Non-appropriate approaches of being positive are often driven by trying to be happy or encouraging others to be happy. I relate this to empathy versus sympathy. By approaching sadness sympathetically, we would tell someone to be happy, fake it until you make it. This isn't a positive approach, but rather trying to be happy. By being empathetic and truly positive, we can allow that individual, or allow ourselves, to be sad and feel whatever feelings experience for however long they need to be. When someone like myself is sad, we do not need to stop being sad. We can allow that moment, for however long it needs to happen. I do believe positivity brings happiness. Positivity is a pursuit and a journey, and I really do think happiness comes along with it. My life has not been rainbows and butterflies. I have been very fortunate with the opportunities and lifestyle been afforded, but I have also experienced despair and hardships happen. We hardly ever have a choice or control over what events are going to happen in our lives, but we absolutely do have a choice in what attitude we can approach it with. By being positive, I am able to cherish the moment and have gratefulness for my life. Thinking of a simple scenario, such as it raining outside earlier in my story, I find it interesting to think about how children view rain and how adults tend to view rain. Often we see kids filled with excitement as it rains out because it's an opportunity to splash in the puddles and dance in the rain. As adults, rain can often be a disruption since it ruins our hair, our makeup, or it gets our outfit wet that we had put together so nicely. In the innocence of children, they are naturally able to seek opportunity and joy. At some point in growing up, it becomes easier to dwell on what's not going right. I want to point out, even small talk is often rooted in negativity. To connect and relate to others, we typically chit-chat about conversation pieces that are negative and don't realize it. For example, this elevator is so slow. The weather is crappy out today. There is nothing I want in the calf. Let's remind ourselves real quick, our calf is number 7 in the nation. And it has about 10 different stations of variety of food. I understand and often say myself, there is nothing good to eat. But with the power of positive thought, we can be creative in trying something new or coming up with a recipe with ingredients from the calf. This example of the calf reminds me of when my roommate and I gave up complaining for Lent, first year of college. Complaining being negative talk versus productive positive thought and expression. If we complain, say for example, about the amount of homework we had to drop and do 5 push-ups. My arms were pretty sore at the end of the first week and continued to be until I trained myself to be positive-based. Now, I don't want to mislead you into thinking you must agree to do 5 push-ups every time you have a negative moment. But instead, set yourself up for successful positive thinking by having a reminder for yourself. I think joy comes naturally when we surround ourselves with positivity and focus on what is positive about the situation we find ourselves in. Now this may be cheesy, but I can also be a cheesy person. So we're gonna practice positively affirming ourselves. I practice saying positive affirmations in the morning when I'm facing a difficult task or lacking in strength to just be. I welcome you to use these on your own as well as change or omit them if you are not feeling that way or be lying to yourself. I also want to mention the power your words have on your thought process. If someone thinks entirely negative, they may feel negative. But if you focus on what is positive, in return, you can eventually feel positive. Give yourself grace in thinking, as it is a habit to be formed, a journey, and a learning process. So, if you're willing and feel comfortable, I'd like you to repeat after me. I am happy. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am secure.
I am secure.
I am worthy.
I am positive.
I am blessed.
I am grateful.
I am beautiful.
I am confident.
I am courageous.
I am excited about today.
So a challenge I have for you, next time you find yourself complaining or having a negative time in the situation you're in, focus on what is positive. Recognize if it is an opportunity for growth or learning. Practice about the power of positive thought. Thank you for your time, and if you'd like to share something positive with me or talk more about this, say hi sometime. Thank you.
will sing hymn number 785. I'll invite you to stand, hymn number 785. Shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace this day and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.